conta essa história é Carlos Drummond de Andrade. O locutor esportivo mais festejado em 1929 foi Anselmo Fioravante, que não entendia de futebol e por isso inventava. Sua estreia ao microfone gerou uma tempestade de protestos. Os ouvintes exigiam sua dispensa, mas o diretor da estação considerou que muitos outros se pronunciariam encantados com Anselmo, classificado como humorista de primeira água. Foi mantido, e sua atuação despertou sempre o maior sucesso. O jogo narrado por ele era muito mais fascinante do que a verdadeira partida. Anselmo creditava o gol ao time cujo arco fora vazado, trocava os nomes dos jogadores, invertia posições e fazia com que o clube derrotado empatasse ou ganhasse, conforme a inspiração do momento. Na verdade, ele não mentia, apenas ignorava as regras mais comezinhas do esporte e contava o que lhe parecia estar certo. Torcedores e agremiações o tinham em alta conta, porque ele mantinha aceso o interesse pelo futebol. Os vencedores, de fato, não se magoavam com a informação contrária, pois a vitória era inquestionável. E os derrotados consolavam-se com um triunfo imaginário que ele generosamente lhes concedia. De tanto assistir a jogos, um dia ele narrou corretamente um lance. Houve pênalti e Anselmo anunciou o pênalti. Foi a sua desgraça. Nunca mais ninguém lhe prestou ouvidos e Anselmo terminou os dias como gari em Vila Cachoeirinha.
Sitting around the house the other day, looking at TV, watching those football players play. My team was losing, so it wasn't even funny. And old dumb me, I bet all my rent money. I got so shook, I could hardly even talk. So I got my bass, and we went for a walk. We started walking. Now the bass and I, we got a great thing going. We stand on the corner and see what legs are showing. And some of the girls will walk by, don't like the look of my face. But every last one says, "Can I pluck that bass?" And I say, "No, no, 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 you just keep walking." We must have walked, oh, a mile or more. Finally, I commenced getting tired because my feet was getting sore. So I said, "Bass, we've walked pretty far. Let's go have a taste in this soulful-looking bar." So we walked in and ordered two. And the bartender, he's standing there like he don't know what to do. So I said, "Hey, man, why that blank look on your face?" He said, "First time in my life I've ever seen a drinking bass," and we went walking. We must have had, oh, round after round. Finally, I got so I thought my insides would drown. I mean, every time I looked down, I saw him shake like jelly. And I can't drink as much as this bass. It's got a much bigger belly. So I said, "Bass, after we get these last two down, let's make ourselves homeward bound." And we tried to walk. We was pretty toe up. So quit leaning on me, you fiddle with a thyroid problem. I mean, I was seeing double. Bass, that is. Well, by the time I got home, I'd straightened up. So I walked in my house and said, "Hi, Buttercup." She said, "JC, I can tell by that look on your face. You've been out drinking again. You and that dadgum drunken bass. Now we ain't got no money, and we can't pay the rent. And where are we going to sleep? Are we going to sleep in that old funky tent? And I said, you jive, ma. Get out of my face. I don't need you. I've got my bass. And we went walking. So if you've got domestic problems or whatever may be the case, just save a little money and go buy a bass. And when your mate starts that nagging talking, you can just say, shut up. You grab your bass and go walking. Now you might say, spend all that money? It's only made of wood, but you can tell by its shape it must be some kind of good. Let's go walking.